We'll be back to George Carlin and more of his zany antics in just a moment. But first, this word from Crest Toothpaste. Hi, Ed Reimer's here at the Huntington Day School in Riverdale, New York. 2 years ago, classes like these, largely absentee, took part in extensive dental research. Young Tommy Molecule here is just a small part of those tests. We'd like to ask Tommy about the tests and their results. Tommy?
Well, the class was divided up into two halves. I think it was two halves. Yeah, definitely, two halves. And our half of the class was told to use a normal toothpaste and brush our teeth in a normal manner. The other half was told to use Crest and follow a strict, regularly prescribed oral hygiene program.
And the results, Tommy?
After 2 years, our half of the class with the normal toothpaste had a normal amount of cavities. The half with the Crest had 25% fewer cavities.
But two of the girls got pregnant. When you talk about commercials, you can't ignore the bad taste twins, deodorants and mouthwashes.
Katie Winters here at the Military Ball for Ice Blue Kool-Aid.
Katie is the girl that every week finds 40 people with perspiration problems. And oddly enough, they're all personal friends of hers, too. What a rotten crowd to run around with. How'd you like to have posed for her graduation picture, eh? Hey, you going to Katie Winter's party? No, man. No, baby. Come in. Maybe a beach party, but nothing indoors. No. Can't make the steam heat, you know. Last time I was over there, I got locked in with the coats. Forget it. I'm not going. That's all. Sometimes the deodorants will show you a lady's dress on screen. It's always a nice dress. Pink, lacy, frilly, very feminine. With the armpits eaten out of it. Really, a lady that wears a dress that long needs professional help, not a deodorant. Let her string beads or make a clay bunny or something. And the mouthwashes. Now, we've made a lot of progress on breath in the last 10 years in this country. Surely, at least in the way we talk about it on television, it used to be a very guarded subject and sort of a veiled hint of
that problem. Only your best friends will tell you. Don't be half safe.
Now they don't fool around. They let you have it.
Hey, Bill, bad breath. That's what you've got. Yes, sir.
We've been talking about it for 3 weeks around the office, Bill. A lot of laughs. You didn't see it? It's on the bulletin board this morning, I think. And that girl who comes home from the date down the corridor toward her apartment door, and she's with the guy, and she's looking for a little action, you can tell. But it's kind of awkward time down by the door.
Well. Good night.
Good night. And then she has to tell her roommate, right?
Well, I never. A handshake instead of a kiss.
Well, you stink, Marge. That's it. I just... Yes, sir, Mark.
You ought to carry a little clove around or something. A little parsley. Even garlic would be a step in the right direction for you.
Well, I can't understand it. I brush my teeth.
Yeah, but do you brush your breath? And no member of the family is safe from halitosis. Dad's got a little problem. Well, his problem seems to be more paranoia than halitosis.
Marge, I don't know what it is. What I mean to say is I don't know what it is. But I just can't seem to get close enough to make a sale. Now, do you think that I could have bad breath?
It's possible, Dad. You whip the dandruff.
You should try Listerine.
Mr. Clean.
Listerine. Listerine kills germs.
What have germs got to do with bad breath?
Silly, germs have bad breath.
And one last blunt fellow. He's on every channel every hour. He must be.
Boss, you can fire me, but you've got bad breath.
You're fired, Anderson. The soaps. We start with the Dash commercial. Rather well-known Dash commercial.
Pardon me, young man. Are you finished repairing my washing machine?
Obviously, madam, you are using a high-sense detergent in your top-loading automatic. Or else you got a big bra because something is stuffing up your lint filter. Your machine did not overflow. It threw up.
Here's a lady for detergent. You have to love her.
My wash smells as clean as all outdoors.
She never lived in my neighborhood, man. She'd burn that stack. And the hidden camera technique where they get the housewife to do the commercial for them. Mrs. Evers didn't know we had hidden cameras in our test kitchen when we asked her to bring in her wash. Tell us, Mrs. Evers, do you have any particular wash day problem?
Yes, dirt.
Fine. High on the list, indeed. Well, we have a surprise for you, Mrs. Evers. You're on camera.
Holy crap. Oh, no. I didn't even know.
She didn't know. 2 500-watt Klieg lights in her kitchen. She didn't know. Man with a mile of cable.
I thought it was the Roto-Rooter man. I didn't know.
Honey, my shorts have hidden dirt.
Well, it's your dirt. You hid it, man. Then you have the science fiction group, the dove in the kitchen.
Could have sworn I seen a dove flying in Mrs. Donahue's window.
You did, you did. You see, the dove is the ancient symbol of the messenger of death. Mrs. Donahue crapped out at the sink. That whole science fiction thing began with the giant and the washer, right? Name of that product was Action. That's all that lady wants, eh? And the giant will take care of her, too. Put that in your Kama Sutra loose leaf. There's the lady that turns into a bride while doing her wash. About time with two kids hanging around a machine, huh? Hi, Dick Hall. We're standing outside a supermarket in Teaneck, New Jersey. We'd like to find if the average housewife can tell us which pile of laundry is the whiter of the two. Let's find out. Pardon me, ma'am. What is your name?
Mrs. Wilson. Toady Wilson.
Toady Wilson finds a colorful name. Tell us this, Mrs. Wilson. Do you feel that one pile of laundry is whiter than the other?
Oh, yeah, certainly. Yeah, no. Definitely no, yeah. One of the piles is definitely is whiter than the other one.
Brilliant, just brilliant. Which pile of laundry would you say is the whiter of the two?
The blue pile.
No, dummy, it's not the blue pile.
No, then it would definitely be the white pile, yeah. Say, when will this commercial be shown on TV?
Not for a long time, Mrs. Wilson.